Om Agyanati Mirandasya Piranjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Yavishesha Sanyavadi Pastatyade Shatarine. Hare Krishna. I also feel very purified by hearing the words of Ranchor Prabhu and Kunti Devi Dasi and Narottamananda Prabhu. I was very struck by how Mother Archavigraha would not accept service. That was really true. And she would not compromise in terms of accepting service for herself, and even in terms of offering service to the Lord and the devotees. She would always give her ultimate best, to the extent that she did things that were almost physically impossible. Srila Prabhupada had, well, first her name, Archavigraha Dasi, it does refer to her artwork, because once one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples asked him, he was also an artist, he did many nice paintings in the Laguna Beach Temple. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, which of the nine processes of devotional services, artwork or painting? And Srila Prabhupada replied, Archana, decorating the form of the Lord. So I gave her that name, and she did paint the deities in Mulder's Drift, Sri Sri Nitai Gaurahari, and she painted various deities. But Srila Prabhupada was very strict in India. He said that when the big temples open, that women should not go on the altar, because according to Hindu tradition, women don't go on the altar. And so that standard was observed strictly in Juhu, in Vrindavan, and in Mayapur. But she was such a good artist and such a noble soul that in Vrindavan, they decided that they wanted her to paint the deities, but that no one should know, not even the other devotees in the pujari department. Only a couple of devotees knew. So after the deities were put to rest, and all the devotees went to sleep, they would sneak her onto the altar without anyone knowing, and she would paint, you know, somewhere between, you know, between 10 and 3, 10 at night and 3 in the morning. And then she would, you know, sneak off the altar and return to her own place. But then she would work the whole day as if she had never been on the altar at night. And she hardly slept, and she would eat, but she didn't. She didn't take much time, and she just pushed herself to the utmost. I also think of one time when it was very near the end, and as devotees have mentioned, many of the senior devotees in Vrindavan, you know, we were a close-knit group of friends, and so they would come and spend time with her every day. Burijan Prabhu would come every afternoon and be with her from 4 to 5. And Bibi Govinda Maharaj was her next door neighbor. And he would come every morning after he did his puja. And he would bring his deities and put them on her altar, so she could have their darshan. And sometimes he would cook something special for her that wasn't on her diet, but just to give her a little extra encouragement. He would cook something special, like peanut butter burfi or something very sweet that wasn't on her diet. And, you know, she was so strong that even though she was in extreme pain, she never showed it, and she never complained. But then one day, Govinda Maharaj came into her room, and the pain was so bad she was actually weeping, which was not at all her nature. And, you know, then Govinda Maharaj told her, you know, just focus your mind on Krishna. And he began to read to her, speak to her, read to her about Krishna. And as someone, well, Narottam mentioned, she didn't consider herself to be special. And she was very submissive to the senior devotees. In a way, you could say she was submissive to the will of Krishna, which she saw manifest through devotees and even others. So she heard what Maharaj said, that she should fix her mind on Krishna, And he began speaking to her, reading to her. And her visage became completely transformed. Instead of weeping in misery, she began to smile in happiness. And so she learned that technique, that to escape the ravages of the cancer and the pain, she should fix her mind on Krishna. And it worked. But I do have one... all these devotees, Govinda Maharaj, he was in a special category. He really was a Shiksha Guru to her, helping her to fix her mind on Krishna. And Shivaram Swami would also stay next door, and he would come, and Tamal Krishna Goswami, Danardar Swami, Keshava Bharati Das Goswami, different devotees would come. So, towards the end, Tamal Krishna Goswami decided that he had to leave Vrindavan. He kept postponing it to be with her, but she wasn't leaving. And eventually he felt he has to leave. And so he came to say goodbye to her. And of course we were all in the mood, can't you stay another few days? And he said he could stay another few days. But eventually he would have to leave. And so he felt for the sake of his other service, he should just... It was the time, so he took her leave. And then she wanted to put her head on my feet. And I was very reticent, reluctant. Because I didn't do that. And also, Tamal Krishna Goswami was a senior godbrother, very much a senior godbrother, and my sannyas guru. And I didn't, as it is, I was reluctant, but I, even more so in his presence, I didn't feel I should do that. So I looked toward him. And, he nodded. He indicated with his head that you should let her do it. And then, so she did. I don't know physically how she did it, but she did it. And then she put her hands and head on my feet, and then she asked me to put my feet on her head. And something within me, I just didn't feel ready, and I didn't, maybe I should have looked again towards Tamal Krishna Goswami, but I didn't, and so I didn't do that, fulfill that request of her. And I feel that was a defect, because she gave everything without hesitation, without consideration, and that one small or big thing that she asked, I held back. But I do feel that we can still serve her now. Of course, she loved Vrindavan. And because of her exalted qualities, so many devotees wanted to come and serve her with whatever ability they had. So like someone would give her massage, different devotees who knew different healing techniques, they would come and offer their service. And her departure, the period leading up to her departure and her departure, was like paradigmatic. It was like, it was exemplary. And she wanted that everyone should have the same opportunity to leave their bodies in Vrindavan in the association of devotees with the, you know, support of the devotees that she had. So at the time, you know, we were very, you know, it was really very close to her departure, and, you know, we took it very seriously. And at first we thought, well, we'll give everyone a house. You know, she wanted everyone to have the same opportunity that she did. So we thought, we'll build a number of cottages so everyone can have their own house. But we found that the prices of the land in Vrindavan were so high that we couldn't afford it near the temple. We wanted to be near the temple. And for it to be affordable, we had to go like quite a ways away from the temple, and we thought that wouldn't be practical. By Krishna's grace and with cooperation from many devotees, we were able to open the hospice. And of course, with great support from Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So that was something. But it's been on my mind for days. I mean, it was in the back of my mind for a long time. But it's been in the front of my mind, the forefront of my mind, for maybe 2 weeks now, that we really should compile a biography of her. And that thought or that feeling was reinforced tremendously by hearing Ranchor Prabhu and Kunti Devi and Narottamananda Prabhu speak, because we have so much to learn from her. And as other devotees have commented, when we read about the persons in Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, it seems far away. You know, they were different people. They lived in a different time and a different culture. And even our recent acharyas, they're like in a different category. You know, even Srila Prabhupada is in a different category. But when we hear about her, it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging both to the listener and I feel to the speaker. And because she was so open to everyone, I mean, her heart really was open to everyone. She welcomed everyone into her heart. And even if the person was sort of socially disgraced, I mean, I remember there was one person who had come to see her who was very frowned upon in ISKCON because of different things he had done. And devotees were good friends of hers, were advising her, you know, you shouldn't entertain him. He's a dangerous person, and you know, you never know what he'll do. And but she really didn't listen. She was always true to her heart, and you know, even though he was a very senior Prabhupada disciple, but you know, he wasn't in good standing, and she saw the good in him. And she wanted to encourage him. And she had that effect on many, many, many devotees. It was only after she left that I started to realize or discover how many devotees were so deeply touched by her. And you know, now they're in different places and different degrees of involvement in Krishna consciousness. And I just think it'd be very purifying for all of us to meet them and interview them, give them a chance to relive, you know, some of the best times of their life. And, you know, very meaningful relationship in their life. And I thought mainly of South Africa because that's where she began, but she also did service in Mauritius and Bombay, Vrindavan. I just feel it would be very purifying and enlivening. And it would also be a record for devotees in the future. So, I guess I don't really know how to as these devotees were saying, she would never accept service. Never. It was a competition. It was really a competition. I must say that in that competition, she always won. I never won. She won every single time. But now, you know, it's my turn to try to pay her back. And I appreciate you for helping me in that effort. You know, in a way, it's a different subject, but in a way, it's also the same subject. But about maybe 12 hours ago, I got the news that Kirtidas Sundari Dasi, who is the mother of Jayashri and Vraja Sundari, she left her body in Mayapur. The circumstances sounded very auspicious. Gaurangi was sitting next to her, and I wish I had that. I could find it. And singing Yes, you know that. Who said that? Who said that? So do you want to tell the whole story? But where I have it. How come I'm not getting it to open? And it shows up there. Oh. Oh no. So Mukunda Madhava wrote me that sitting by the side of Kirtita Sundari Mataji in Mayapur, Gaurangi Mataji was chanting Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. And that name, Kirtita Sundari, also comes in that song. And when she completed the song, Kirtita Sundari Mataji opened her eyes. And when Gaurangi Mataji continued chanting Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Kirtita Sundari Mataji closed her eyes and left her body. So it was very auspicious, very, very auspicious. And so now Vrajasundari and Jayashri and their brother Radesh have probably reached Mayapur to perform the last rites. I think it was a very fitting and beautiful departure. And, you know, she really was a very, maybe I'll just share everything about her departure was auspicious. And I'm sure that her destination will be all auspicious. You know, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the Panchatattva and the Parampara. She was a very pure, sincere soul. And she was very instrumental to so many family members and even community members becoming Krishna conscious. So many of her own family members, you know, son, daughters, in-laws, and also their friends and other community members, they all became Krishna conscious. And it's really a very, very pious, pure, simple, sincere devotee. So I was very glad to hear about her beautiful passing, and I, you know, request all of you to think of her and offer your prayers to her, offer your prayers for her, and take this also as a celebration for her auspicious departure and her promotion in her devotional service to Krishna and his devotees. Kirti Dasundari Mataji Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Mother Archavigraha Devi Dasi Ki Jai. Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Sri Mumbai Dham Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.